Many countries that opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq are trying to mend fences. Countries that didn't join the Bush administration continue to be snubbed. France, an outspoken critic of the U.S. war, is having the most trouble repairing relations with the White House, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In the run-up to war, France threatened to use its veto in the UN Security Council to block any resolution that would authorize war and actively lobbied other countries to oppose the U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, in a television interview with Charlie Rose this week, recalled what he said was a difficult period when France was not playing a helpful role.
It's over, and we have to take a look at the relationship. We have to look at all aspects of our relationship with France.
Asked if there would be consequences for France, Powell said simply, yes. For instance, Bush administration officials say they can always bypass France in discussions with NATO allies by dealing with NATO's Defense Planning Committee, of which France is not a member. A State Department official who asked not to be named said the vice president's office is pushing for tougher measures. Some analysts believe the Bush administration may be taking things too personally.
I have been surprised at the vindictiveness that is apparent in both some quarters in the administration and some quarters in the Congress.
That's Fred Bergsten of the International Institute for Economics. He notes that another UN Security Council member, Chile, was rebuffed for not supporting the U.S. The White House has yet to give Chile a date for signing a much-heralded free trade agreement, while it has given a date to sign a similar agreement with Singapore. That country is listed as a U.S. coalition partner on Iraq. Economist Bergsten believes the delay in signing the free trade deal with Chile is Iraq-related.
It's a system of carrots and sticks in which the administration is rewarding countries that have been on the right side of these issues as it views them, and to some extent punishing those who are not.
Trade Representative Robert Zoellick recently did acknowledge that the Bush administration was disappointed with Chile's failure to support the U.S. on Iraq, but he predicted the administration will ultimately sign the free trade agreement. President Bush often touted his friendship with Mexico's president, Vicente Fox, but Fox, too, was opposed to war. Armand Pichard-Sverdrup of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says expectations were too high for U.S.-Mexican relations. Still, he sees a new personal friction between Presidents Bush and Fox.
You're going to see a difference in the tenor and in the atmospherics. And maybe over time, President Bush will get over the fact that when he picked up the phone and turned to his friend, you know, his friend wasn't able to support him.
Canada is in a somewhat similar position. President Bush has postponed a trip to Ottawa next month, saying he's busy dealing with Iraq right now. But analyst Pichard says there are enough day-to-day issues between the U.S. and its big neighbors, Canada and Mexico, so he argues the real substance of relations won't be affected.
But you're not going to see, for example, the big Cinco de Mayo celebration at the White House, which is something that that President Bush had celebrated in the first 2 years of his administration. So I think you're going to see they're going to tone down a little bit on the atmospherics of the relationship.
Asked whether Mexico, like France, would face more serious consequences, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher cautioned yesterday against wild speculation.
You know, what happened, happened. It did not happen. It happened. And we had different views. And as we go into the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, we'll have to take that into account. That's all we're saying.
But another State Department official said the administration's bravado is making longtime allies uncomfortable and undermining U.S. diplomacy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.